Guys and girls, what is up? Welcome back to Behind the Sign, the daily show, Advice for Actors. My name is Jesse Daly. I am an actor and a writer who is currently living and working here in beautiful and also kind of crazy Hollywood, California. This podcast is a collection, essentially, of my experiences and my advice for anyone who is interested in an acting career or anyone who is looking to further their acting career. I am just a regular guy. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a dude who had a dream and has a dream of working in the entertainment industry, and I am excited to share what I've learned with all of you. So my topic for today's episode, as you can see from the title, is Don't Act, Be. So the absolute most important part about being an actor, guys and girls, in my opinion, is to be you. Now, for those of you who are not in the entertainment industry or just starting out, you might think that that's kind of the opposite of acting, because of course, you know, you're going to go in for a role that is not you. But what you have to remember is that you bring the character to life. Even if, whatever character it is your uniqueness that makes or breaks a character. What you have to remember, my friends, is that there are so many people who share your dream of booking roles and being an actor, but there is only one of all of you. That is, once I understood that, I began to work. And so what I mean by this is that when I started out, I heard so many opinions. People saying you should do this, you should be more like him, you should be more masculine. I wouldn't say I'm like a feminine guy, but I'm just kind of on the spectrum, I guess, of I'm not like a macho dude. and that's fine. That's just, I'm being me. An example for, you know, to give you is when I first started out, Zac Efron from High School Musical and I had a very similar look. People used to call me Zach as like a joke, and people would even come up to me during the High School Musical days and ask, you know, if I was him, and it was really weird. And the thing is that as I worked through my career, as I started out at 22, very quickly, Zac Efron became like jacked, you know, and I am not like that at all. I'm not that type. So I would hear from agents, managers. I actually had an agent that I met with at one point say that I was like too feminine, essentially. And it was crazy. I mean, and so you know, as a young guy, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, well, what do I do? I gotta act, or you know, and people would tell me, cut your hair, grow your hair out, lose weight, gain weight. I mean, everything under the face of the sun, essentially. And it wasn't until, I mean, and believe me, I tried some of those things. I tried to change my appearance and that kind of thing, and I still wasn't working. So I was like, well, something clearly isn't working, you know, like including myself. But it was when I recognized in my life and in my career that being myself, being who I am, is what sets me apart. That is when magic started happening. And now, some of you may think that's kind of obvious, but when you're in an industry that is, you know, that you are selling yourself as a product, and you're trying to figure out, you know, to what roles, what types you're right for, it can be very easy to fall into that trap of listening to what other people think about you and what other people think is best for you. What you got to do is remember that you are enough. Carolyn Berry, one of my mentors, she used to say that all the time as a mantra, you are enough. Remember that even people, incredible actors, such as Meryl Streep. Actress Meryl Streep says, acting is not about being someone different. It's finding the similarity in what is apparently different, then finding myself in there. So while you, of course, are going to be, when you book a role, you're going to be acting as the craft of being an actor. But even the word acting kind of throws me off, because in order for it to be real, you have to be. You can't act, you have to be. The Meisner technique of acting is defined as living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. I am a Meisner trained actor. I love Meisner. If anyone out there is interested in an acting technique, check it out. Of course, it doesn't mean that there's lots of other awesome acting techniques, and I'm sure I've actually taken little bits from every one, but I resonated really well, or the Meisner technique resonated very well with me, and it's because you're being, not acting. So be yourself, guys, girls, believe me. Even if there are roles out there that you could think, okay, I could maybe do this, and you know what, like, maybe you can, if it's someone that's not super close to who you are, that's part of the fun of being an actor. But especially when you're starting out, and I would argue throughout your entire career, even what Meryl Streep said, she's played everything. Being yourself, bringing your uniqueness, your individuality, your little quirks, those are the things that make you awesome. And those are the exact things that make the role so captivating and amazing. Guys and girls, I hope you found this podcast episode to be interesting. I'd love to hear some of your thoughts. Please follow me at behindthesignblog.com. I'm also on Instagram at jessedaily47, the numbers 47. And I will be back. Oh, and also youtube.com/jessedaily. I'll be back soon for more on Behind the Sign, which stands for Behind the Hollywood Sign, in case anyone is new to this podcast and was wondering what it means. And I can't wait to talk with you soon. I also am happy to book a call with anyone who would like some one-on-one coaching for an acting career. Would love to help you out. All right, guys and girls, lots of love, and talk to you soon. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.